Time to go to the movies now. This week, a new film from Australian director set in Dublin based on an English book and starring a well-known young American. RN film critic and host of The Screen Show, Jason DeRosso, joins me now. Welcome. Good morning.
Hey, welcome.
Who welcome are we talking about?
Hello. Yes,
we're not in the same studio, which is strange for us, but it's nice to hear your voice, Jason.
Likewise. Yes, this is a director I've been watching for a while. The Adelaide-based Sophie Hyde, whose last film was a really strange one called 52 Tuesdays. Thematically, it was kind of interesting. That wasn't the strangest thing about it. It was about a teenage girl sort of dealing with her mother transitioning gender to become a man. But it was shot, formally it was very strange because it was shot only on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. For 52 weeks, hence the name 52 Tuesdays. Now she's come out with this film that, in comparison, is pretty conventional, actually. It's called Animals, and it's one of the best Australian films I've seen for a while. I really like this. It's an adaptation of, I guess, a late coming of age kind of novel by Emma Jane Unsworth, who's adapting her own novel here. The novel came out in 2014, and it follows a couple of best friends, Laura and Tyler, who basically their friendship is one of those really deep friendships that you have, especially in your 20s. And it's coming to its use by date when Laura basically becomes engaged to a bloke, a guy who's a classical pianist, a guy who inspires her greatly for his sort of artistic discipline. And that threatens to pull Laura and Tyler apart. Now, Tyler is played by Alia Shawkat, who people will know from Search Party and Arrested Development. Laura's played by Holiday Grainger, which people might recognise from The Borgias. But theirs is a friendship, I think, which is wonderfully captured on screen by Sophie Hyde. It's as I've said before, it's one of those deep friendships you have in your 20s, but it's also a very hedonistic one. And the book was originally set in Manchester. Because this film got the money, or part of the money, from Ireland, it's the first official Irish-Australian co-production. They chose to sort of relocate it to Dublin, and I think Dublin's captured wonderfully here. And these two sort of stumbling around the streets late night after another late night in Dublin. I think there's a lot in this film that just renders what it's like to sort of be young and, for the moment, I guess, carefree. I'm going to play you a little bit of the film. This is a scene which I guess sums up thematically the sort of binary that it's dealing with. These are the two young women at a bridal shop having a look at wedding dresses.
Isn't marriage part of the whole system we've been railing against all these years? The stuff you do because you feel you should rather than because you actually want to?
Yeah, but I do want to marry Jim.
No, you don't. You've just been conditioned to feel that if you don't, your life is somehow less valuable.
Let's just have a drink. Why don't you try one on? We can do a montage!
Marriage, by definition, is archaic and oppressive.
What about gay marriage?
Is that a proposal?
If I could marry you, Tyler, I would.
I wouldn't marry you. I wouldn't put you through that. See, I have principles.
I have principles. And my feminism is about blazing a new way through old traditions.
It takes a moment to set your ears to those different accents, yeah, doesn't it, Jason?
Yeah, it does. And it's beautiful. You've got the Irish brogue on one side and Tyler is this American character, yeah. And we don't get a lot of backstory about what she is about, but clearly sort of estranged from her family, which is why she's so desperate to sort of hold on to her best friend, because her best friend's leaving for a bloke and she is kind of her family in Dublin. She's a transplanted sort of Yank living in Ireland, yeah.
So it's tackling some big issues around gender roles and what it means to grow up, all of those sorts of things. Does it do that in a sophisticated way, do you think?
Look, there are moments when you get annoyed by both characters because they're incredibly precocious and they sort of talk with Tyler, especially Alia Shawkat's character, does talk with the kind of confidence that only a bottle of Chardonnay and being in your sort of early 30s will give you. And so she has these know-it-all sort of sweeping statements and talks in aphorisms and so forth. But I think, and this goes down to, I guess, the source material, I think it does tackle these issues really well. It goes beyond the binary that both young women think they're in. You know, you either sort of settle down or you live a hedonistic life. I mean, the film is wiser than both of them and they have a few surprises in store for both of them. So I think you know, Animals is a really, really insightful and very well-directed story about friendship at a certain time in your life. And I think it's a real credit to Sophie Hyde, who is a filmmaker, along with her collective, Closer Films in Adelaide, who has pretty much stayed in Adelaide, resisted the pull to the eastern sort of capitals to make films. They've made films in Adelaide. This is the first film where they've sort of, I mean, in a big way, she's sort of gone off and made a major sort of international production or co-production. And I think it's a real step up for her. I was so pleasantly surprised. It's so nice to see a director, I think, move ahead and improve in their career from film to film. And I think Animals is definitely, you know, proof of that. So yeah, go and see it.
And a quick mention of Dora the Explorer in time for the school holidays.
Hey, this is good. Yeah, Dora and the Lost City of Gold. I went to see this with someone who's the target audience, I guess. And it's sweet. Look, this was made in Australia, up in Queensland. And yeah, I mean, it is, for those who, you know, are aware of the, it's a cartoon series essentially aimed at tweens, I suppose, or kids slightly younger. And this is now a, well, it's an adventure movie played with flesh and blood actors. And I think it's, you know, self-aware and it works well. Look, it starts screening around the country from this weekend.
Jason DeRosso, thank you very much.
You're welcome.